Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for this day. Thank you for this holiday season. Thank you for the gift of life and the gift of love. Thank you for family. Lord, we just love you so much. And so many of us are hurting because this is the first holiday season without our parent or maybe their child. But, Lord, you promised to never leave us nor forsake us. So it's times like this where we really need to be undergirded by you. And so we ask you to undergo those who are really struggling right now, emotionally, mentally, with the idea of not having their parent or their child or a family member for this holiday season. Let them know that you are the reason for the season. So thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So you are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. If a pearl is thrown in the mud, if you have a very, very valuable pearl, and you throw that pearl in the mud, it would not lose its value. If you anoint that precious pearl with oil, the value of it would never increase. A pearl is always precious in the eyes of the owner. If you take a precious pearl and you put it in the mud and bury it in the mud, the value of the pearl is still the same. You can take a pearl, put it inside a bag, a greasy bag. People would kick it down the street, not understanding the value of it. The value of the pearl would never change because it's in a greasy bag or in the mud. When God created you, it does not matter what you're going through. Your value to God never changes. You are important to him. You're so important to him that he downloaded himself in you. That's how important you are to him. He wanted his spirit in you. So he knew from the time you was in your mother's womb that you were valuable. So much so, he decided that I'm going to manifest myself and I'm going to use their body as a conduit in order to bring my spirit into the world to operate. Now, it's important to understand that. So he said, the kingdom of God resides in us, right? That's important for us to understand. I want us to understand that. And so God resides in mankind. Right? So people often say, well, he doesn't. I'm telling you, he does. And the thing that's important, you have to know that. Now, people are going to tell you a lot of stuff, right? But they can't tell you where God resides in you. That's just their opinion. Right? I'm telling you, God created everything in the universe, and you are part of that universe. And we're all connected, right? That's why we need to love and care for each other. So this sermon, we talk about the holiday season and understand the importance of Christ and the beauty of Christ. The Christmas part of it is that God allowed his light to shine in you. So God is allowing his spirit to shine in you. Now, the question is, do I cover the light and then not allow the light to shine in my life for others to see, right? But I want you to know that you are the shining light. You are the gift that God wanted the world to know about. It was you. It was you while you was in your mother's womb before she ever thought about conceiving you. God already had a plan for you, right? And God knew the world needed you. And God does not make mistakes. He doesn't make mistakes. You are not a mistake, right? You are a gift. We just have to realize that we are a gift. We have to realize that we are the light, right? Because God resides in us and through us. And that's important for us to understand. So I don't want you to miss that. That's extremely, extremely important as you go into this holiday season. So it doesn't matter what is going on around you. What matters is what's going on inside of you. You know, because I'm telling you, the greatest gift you can give anybody, the greatest gift, I don't care what your kids want, the greatest gift you can give them is you. You got to show up as the gift. You know, because half of us don't even understand or don't even remember what we got 2 years ago. Right? We thought it was valuable at the time. Some of us got games and toys and clothes that we don't even wear anymore. We gave them away. People spend a lot of money over them, and you don't even remember what they look like. Right? But I tell you something. When you love somebody and you show up for somebody, I don't care how many years down the road, they will always remember you. Right? So that's important for you to understand who you are. I'm just not anybody. I'm God's child. So I have to represent him in everything I do. And the best way to do it, the really thing is, he gave us a superpower called love. Right? And love transcends everything. Right? And when you really use it, every time you move, you have to be conscious of your unconsciousness. Right? So you have to have a Christ consciousness. That means I got to be conscious that God is operating in me and through me now. So when I move and I interact with you and I talk with you and I deal with you, I got to be conscious that God is present in me. I mean, it was a guy wrote a book. It says, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." It was Benny Hinn, right? He said, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." And he would get up. He said, and I said, "Man, why don't you tell some good morning, Holy Spirit?" And he would talk to the Holy Spirit. It didn't make sense to me at the time. Then I realized, like, wow, he's right. The Holy Spirit is present in us. And we often looking outside over there and over here, Fox. But what if we just stop for a second and realize the power that's in us and realize who we are? Because we make decisions every day that impact the lives of people. Every day. Every day we make decisions, it impacts multiple people's lives every single day. Imagine if I'm conscious of the Christ in me as I make a decision about your life and my life and my friend's life. Because God resides in us, and where does he reside in us? In our mind. That's why he says, "So whatsoever man thinketh." So he says, listen, and the writer Paul, when he was writing, he says, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus." Right? He said, you need to have this mind. You got to have a Christ mind. You have to realize who you are. A lot of people are losing their mind. They said mental illness is at a high. Well, when you don't recognize the God in you, then you yield to the another spirit. And now you worried about stuff you have no business worrying about. Because worry is like a rocking chair. It keeps you busy, but it don't get you nowhere. You just worry about something you can't do nothing about. Right? So now I'm worried about something when God already gave me the answer. So when I rest in him and have confidence in him, but I got to be conscious of him every day in my mind. Because if I don't, half of my life is ran by 95% of my subconscious. So we run our life from the past. And God wants to be present. He doesn't even want us to be in the future. Because he's a right now God. Right? And he wants us to be conscious of him right now. So every time I interact with you, every time I deal with you, I was at an event last night, and the guy says he's 74 years old. He says, "When you get my age," he said, "you understand." I thought he was young because he looked young. I said, "Man, yeah, I'm 64 years old." He said, "I'm 74. I said, "Well, bless you, brother." Right? He said, "I remember my mother was going around the house, and she said, 'Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.' She cooked something. She said, 'Thank you, Jesus.' She had been over. She said, 'Thank you, Jesus, JB.' She was saying, 'Thank you, Jesus.' He said, 'I didn't understand it until now.' He said, I had to make an executive decision. If I drop a quarter, should I pick it up or not?" He said, "When you're 74, it's an executive decision. You know, do I bend down there again?" He said, "Well, thank you, Jesus." And he leave it down there. Because everything is about the grace of God in your life. And you got to be present in your life. And everything that somebody do for you, you ought to say, "Thank you, Jesus." Because they don't have to do nothing for you. You think people have to do something, but they don't have to do anything for you. Right? I would care if they give you a pencil, kids. If you're in the classroom and they loan you a pencil, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Because they don't have to do anything. You got to be conscious of Christ in your life. So if I know he's residing in me as the light, I'm going to let my light shine so they can see the glory of God in my life. They're going to see God, but they're going to see him through me. Everybody said, well, he's out there. No, they're going to see him through you. God wants the world to see him through you. That's why he said, let your light so shine that man may see your good works. Watch this. And then glorify my Father, which is in heaven. Where's he at, though? Where's God residing at? In you. Yeah, he was residing in you. He said, well, he's in you. If you're not conscious of that, you're not, everything is about Christ. Everything is about Christ. Every decision you make has got to be a Christ consciousness. Then you'll quit gossiping and lying on people. You'll quit hurting people when you're Christ conscious. You'll start thinking about, I don't want them to do that to me. But it's all in your mind. So God is in your mind. I was telling the guy the other day, he was sitting in my office. I said, listen, son. I said, this is important. I said, remember this, and don't you forget it. We're in a duality world. Right? God is there, but there's another spirit. And whenever you desire to do good, evil is always present. So now I got to make a decision. Every time I think, I got to make a decision. Every time I think, I got to make a decision. And I got to make a decision not just for me, but I got to make a decision for the kingdom. Because every decision you make is going to have a kingdom impact, good or bad. Right? And it feels so much better when I do it God's way. And I'm not going to do it God's way if I don't realize he's in my mind. That's why you don't have to ever worry about, you don't have to ever be insecure about anything. Because when I'm operating in God, I don't have to be insecure because my mind is on him. Now, you may not like what I did, but what I did it because of him. Right? So even if I make a mistake, God going to make it right because he know my heart. Right? Now, when I make a decision on purpose and I know it's not right, he going to let me know. Right? And so that's important. So you got to realize, who am I doing it for? Am I doing it for my friends? Am I doing it for my wife? Am I doing it for God? It's important. Everybody says it's important. So here's what he says in Matthew. He says, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is the salt, though? What good is, if you're the salt of the earth, Chris, and you're the one that flavored, what good is the salt when you decide to walk away from Christ? What good is your life? Hunter, what good is your life? Because you're smart, but God ain't the centerpiece. All you have to do is just live long enough. You realize you're not that brilliant. Right? So it's important to understand. He said, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is the salt if it has lost its flavor? What good are you? Because you're brilliant. You went to college. And hear me out. You went to college and they indoctrinated you with their stuff. When God said, I already put it in there, because education is never about what you put in. It's really about what you pull out. That's why it's an inside job. You got to pull it out. But when you go to what they do, they try to put some in so you can think like they think. God said, I want you to think like I think. That's why you got to spend time in devotion with him. You got to spend time in relationship with him so he can pull out of you what he put in you. Because otherwise, you're going to start quoting what your professor said. And your professor is an atheist. Right? So you got to be very careful, right? You got to have a relationship with God. And it's important, right? Because you are the salt. You're the one. You flavor the room. You're the real flavor flame. Right? He says, can you make it salty again when you lose it? When you walk away from God, you think you can be successful for real? No, because I don't care how good a business you have. Walk away from God. You're going to start cheating people out of their money. And whenever you start cheating people, it's just a matter of time before it shut it down. You're going to roll for a while, and everybody's going to be talking about you, and you can't sleep at night because you know you're a crook. But when you're right, and you do it right, and I tell people all the time when I'm counseling people about business, I say, listen, when you go into business, I can guarantee success. Because Jesus told us how to do it. He says, listen, if you serve the people, he said, you'll be great. Because it's a service industry in the kingdom. It's not about what I can get out of people. Right? But when you done lost your saltiness, you try to figure out who can I get? What can I get more out of this person? What you cheat people out of relationships. You cheat your children out of relationships. You cheat your spouse out of relationship. You cheat your fiance out of relationship because God is not the centerpiece. Because you lost your flavor. Right? That's important. Then he said, what's it? He said, it will be thrown out and trampled underfoot and worthless. That means you're not worth a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of. I want you to hear me, right? So don't you fool yourself and think you can do this thing, man, without the Creator. I spoke at the rescue mission. I told the guy, I said, you ain't got to believe in God. That don't make him not be real. Because he's going to show you. Now, if you don't like your situation, turn it over to him. And make him the center of your life. And he promised you, he said, if you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will take care of itself. So he went on to say, let me go back. He says in verse 14, and this is the topic of the service. He says, you are the light of the world. Listen what Jesus, this is Jesus talking to you. Everybody say, this is Jesus talking to you. Listen what he says. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Right? He says, like a city on top, on a hilltop, it can't be hidden. You are the light. But if you don't believe you're the light, if you don't believe you're the light, if you don't believe that God resides in you and you make a difference in people's lives, some of you guys do know it. And you know you're good at it and you con people because you're good at it. Some of us study men how to cheat people because we think we want to get through life. But God gave us a principle. He says, you're going to reap what you sow. Right? So be careful what you're planting, because one day you're going to have to eat that fruit. But now listen, and some of us are going to get through it, baby girl. Some of us are going to get through it. And they say, I'm going to make it by. And then my daughter going to catch it. Now I'm really mad, because I ain't mad because you got me, but I'm mad because you got my daughter. I'm mad because you got my baby, right? So you keep on messing around. You mess around, curse your children because you're poor decision-making, because you walked away from God and you didn't let your light shine. This has a major impact when God says, you are the light. He said, because I put my spirit in you. If I put my spirit in you, he says, I'm there for you. So everywhere you go, wherever there's darkness, you bring the light. Can you imagine you going into a dark room and you the light of the room? You know, you go in a room and you really smart. Everybody waiting to hear what you got to say. You like E.F. Hutton. People waiting to hear what you got to say. And you don't even think you're that smart, but they waiting. And they behind the scenes, they say, ooh, he really smart. She's smart. Yeah, you are. But that's because of the God in you. But you don't think you're that smart, but everybody else do because you're humble. And you're making him the real deal. I better get through this, right? So now, he said, now watch what he says in verse 15. No one lights a lamp and then put it under a basket. No one does it. Right? So why I want the world to know who my Savior is, right? So I'm not going to hide this thing, right? I ain't going to walk around with a Bible under my arm. I'm just going to let my light shine by the way I treat you, the way I interact with you, And it all comes from the way I think. If I don't think that way, I won't behave that way. You know, Fox ran for office. He ran for office, and he had to do this politics stuff. And I was talking to Pentecost, and he said, and Fox said, do this. Now, every time he had up and talked, and he would tell somebody about his office he's going to run, everybody expected him to do what he said he's going to do. Right? So he won. Right? So now that he won, everybody said, listen, we know we got somebody here. He said, well, you know, I just wanted to win. That won't last long. Right? People say, because they're going to call you on it. But when you walk in and right and you make a decision, God said, this, I'm standing on it if it costs me everything. Because I represent the king. And he put me in the heart of people. Right? Now, watch, this is going to get good. So I'm not going to hide my light. I want my light to shine everywhere I go. I want my mind to shine everywhere I go. It's scary when your light go out. People starting to lose their mind. Their light is going out. Right? They losing it. Right? He says, now watch this. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. When your presence make a difference. Everybody benefit from you when you operating under God. I wouldn't care if you're 12 years old or 72 years old. When you operating under God, everybody benefit because of you. I worked in the school system. I seen some kids 5, 6, 7 years old representing Christ. I've seen them help kids. I seen them do things. Man, where did this kid get this from? But when God is downloaded in you, it's going to show up outside of you. And, you know, it feels good when you let your light shine. Right? So you don't hide who you are. You want the world to know who I am. Right? And then he says this. In the same way, let your good deeds. Everybody say good. Because you got some deeds that's not so good. So you got to suppress those deeds that's not so good. Because they hurt people. Right? And sometimes people hurt you. And hurt people. But when you got Christ inside of you, it ain't what you do to me. It's what I do to you. So I got to let my good deeds shine. Everybody say your good deeds. He said, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for everybody or for all to see. Right? So now I'm not hiding. I love what I do, and I love it so much every time I think about it. Ophel said, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out. And when it cries out, it shows out. And you can see it. That's why you should be excited about going to work. They say, you just don't understand. I don't like my job. Like it because God gave it to you. Show up on it and you show out. If you show that you appreciate it, right, then you might just like it. Right? But if I go there, now watch my mind. If I don't like it, I don't care how much money they give me, I won't like it. You got some people making $5 an hour and they're happy about $5 an hour. And they work like they're working for $50 an hour, right? It's not me. Yeah, that's why you're sad. Because I'm telling you the truth. You're making more money you ever made in your life, and you're still miserable. You got a nice car. Your car is not good enough. Those curtains are not good enough. You're mad because you want to buy some more curtains. And you won't let nobody come to your house to see the last pair. So you got to watch your mind. So you got to have this mind of Christ. I got to be conscious of Christ in my life. So when I'm conscious of it, it makes a difference, right? And I can see my success. I can change my success by my light. Now watch this here. When your light is shining bright, people want to come and see the light. People don't want to come to the dark. So in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see so that everyone will praise who? They're going to praise the God in you. Right? They're going to praise God. They're going to talk about you, but they're really talking about the God that's operating in you. They're going to praise him because he's residing in you, in your mind, your imagination, in your heart. He's inside of you. So they're going to praise him. It's a, man, listen, Tasha, I love Tasha, man. Tasha is my baby. I swear I love Tasha to the bottom of my heart, right? Tasha think I'm somebody, y'all, for real. So she, I don't care where I go, something going on, if it's a big meeting, Tasha gonna call, she be in Florida, she'll call me up on the phone, right? It's important, right? Now, here's the thing. When you write, right, and your light shine, people are going to come because they want to know what you got to say about it. Because they trust you, right? Not only that, I remember one time something happened, and I always put AJ on the spot. So AJ was slick. He was a slick little sucker. So he went to the ATM machine and got some money out. He knew he didn't have enough, right? And Tasha was at the bank. And Tasha, she was looking at that pastor. You know AJ knew better, right? Right? And he got an overdraft, right? But she said, but because of you on this time, because I got the authority on this time because of you. Right? Now, because of you, it wasn't because of AJ. She liked AJ, but it was because of me. It's because of, watch this here. It's because of the relationship and because it allowed my light to shine. And when your light is shining, people will do for you even if they don't want to do. Listen, when you let your light shine, people come. Everybody here got a witness. You know, Chris Boyd, he said, man, just break. I said, I got my car insurance. I got my car hit. And so Chris fixed my car, right? And so I got car insurance where I get a car. I can rent a car, right? It's on my car insurance. It's $26 a day, right? So, Tracy, you can't even get a bicycle for $26 a day. So then Chris gave me his limited truck. So listen, he went from two cars. He and his wife went to one car for almost 3 months for me, so I can have a car. He gave me his truck. Listen, he said, you know what he said? Pastor D, you know I got you. Anytime you, I got you, right? You know why it happens? Because you let your light shine. When you let your light shine, people do for you what they won't do for somebody else. That's the beauty of letting your light shine. There's benefits in you letting your light shine. Now, what it is the way I think. It's the way I think, right? So in your mind, so God is residing in your mind. Whatsoever man thinketh, so is. However you think, so is you. So why don't you think like Christ is really in your life? And as you think, man, you hit the switch and it flips it on and the room gets brighter. And brighter and brighter. And listen, and if I put my light with your light, the room get brighter. But if I try to put your light out, the room get darker. My light don't get brighter. The room get dimmer. There's no judgment against anyone who believes in him. Now listen, everybody say him. In you. Now anybody, there's no condemnation, no judgment for those who don't believe that he's in you. You don't have to believe. There's no judgment. Now watch this here. But anyone who does not believe have already been what? Judged for not believing in God's one and only Son, which is the Holy Spirit residing in you. That was on you. Now, so you're missing out on a whole lot of blessings because you refuse to believe. Yeah, that stuff don't ever. Just keep on. Because everything you do, right? God is a spirit, and he works in the minds and hearts of people. He said, and the judgment is based on this fact. Sonya, here's the fact. And the judgment is based on this fact. Everybody say, here's the fact. God's light came into the world, or God's life came into your life, but the people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. They love darkness more than light. Let me read this next one. All who do evil, don't look at nobody. Just close your eyes and look inside. All who do evil, every one of you all who do evil, when you do things wrong, you lying, running game, con games on people, you think you're slick, you think you're slicker than slick, you're not slick. All who do evil hate the light. They're almost like, I hate God. Right? And refuse to go near it for fear their sins might be exposed. They don't want to even bring God up for real because they're scared he's going to show them who they really are. But those who do what is right come to the light so that others can see that they are doing what God wants. What's a big difference, isn't it? Wow. So some of you all need to do a heart check. Because it's sad, but we was raised up like that. I remember a girl said one time, she said, my mama told me, girl, you got to work with what you got. I said, the problem is your mom didn't tell you the pain that was coming along with it. Right? He didn't tell you that because people are going to take advantage of you. And watch this. And what you think you're doing to somebody else, you don't know what you're bringing to you. Because your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he resides in the temple, right? But if you like evil and darkness more than light, you try to stay away from God because you don't want nobody to call you out. Right? I told people, some people don't want to get baptized, not because they don't believe. They don't get baptized. They're scared they got to tell somebody, man, oh, I'm really saved. Right? And they want to keep on doing what they're doing. Because they love the darkness more than the light. I really love my life more than God. For real, for real. And that's why a lot of us are miserable. Because those who embrace God, I mean, when you embrace God, I'm not telling people, when you embrace God, because God knows your heart. Man judges your outward appearance, but God judges your heart. God knows where your heart is right. I'm not. Some people just make mistakes, and they do some stuff they're struggling with, but their heart is right. There's some people that their heart is not right. Their whole intent is to hurt you. And they wonder why they can't never get ahead. They got a hole in their pocket. Every time they put it in, it come out. They're always empty. They make $1,000 and they broke. They get in a relationship, they have a good girl and they lose her. They have a good man, they can't keep him. That's because you knew that your heart wasn't right before you got in the relationship. You went in with the intent to take advantage of. And you end up being miserable. Because nobody's walking on two legs can ever hurt somebody and feel good about it. You may act like you're feeling good, but everybody go. It's like me. I go in the bathroom, and I look in the mirror, and I look good in this suit. But when I take it off, I got to cut a little bit of flabs here and there. So when you get naked before God, you know the truth. You're looking in that mirror like, okay, God, I need a little exercise. I need my faith right. Because my heart is not right. I know what they told me, but that it ain't lining up. And you have to get naked before God and say, God, for you I live and for you I die. Take all, this don't mean nothing. You can buy a Mercedes, you can buy a Jag, you can buy anything you want. But guess what? It ain't going to change your heart. He's going to add some more money to you, and they're going to repossess it down the road. Because your heart, got you can't shout it out. You can't speak in tongues of it out, right? You got to have your mind right. Your people are, well, you got to do this here. You got the Holy Spirit. No, the Holy Spirit is there to lead and guide you in all truth. And if you got the Holy Spirit And you run around here trying to say who's saved and who not when you know you ain't saved. You know in your heart that you got some areas you got to clean up. When you get naked before God, say, listen, for real, I don't have time to talk about Derek for real. No, I got a great relationship with Ardina, but I promise you, there are some areas that I got to tighten up on. I have to tell that all the time. I got to get it right. So I ain't got time to talk about Teresa and talk about Derek when I need to work on Arthur Durin. Right? So as I get real with him, because I want my light to shine. I don't want somebody to say, well, he got a great marriage. And Ardina said, you think he do. That's real talk. And you can't fool me with your spirituality. You're not tricking me because you're speaking in tongues. You can speak. I can speak in tongues, right? So speaking in tongues ain't gonna give you no power. The power is the transformation of the mind. That's why he says, whatsoever man thinketh. Because I've lived it. I was in a Pentecostal church for 27 years. I seen them speak in tongues and cuss you out. I hadn't seen them speak in tongues and cheat on their spouse. I hadn't seen them. I hadn't seen it all. So don't let the tongue fool you. Your mind got to be right. And if your mind right, then your heart will be right. And that only happens, man, when you allow the light to shine, God's spirit, which is the light, to shine in your life. And where's it going to reside at? In your mind. You got to change your thinking. Once you change your thinking, you'll change your behavior. Once you change your behavior, all your relationship changes. People that hate you will love you. You got to change. Some of you guys, you can't even be successful because he gave you a gift. He said, I can't release it because I can't be made a mockery of. But the gift is inside you, but I'm not going to release it until you turn your life over to me. Because if I do it beforehand, you're so arrogant, egotistical, and some people download and make you think somebody, you ain't nobody. Because everything happens through me. But your mind is not right. So you think you look good because you got on Louis Vuitton. You think you look good because you got a nice suit. I got more suits than I went to Goodwill and bought more suits. Y'all said, man, Pastor was shy, man. Little Zach said, man, Pastor, that's a bad outfit. I said, man, it was $1.99 at Goodwill. Then I put it in the cleaner for $5.99. So for $7.99, it's a pretty nice suit. And you didn't know it because it really wasn't a suit. It was the person in the suit. Because in real talk, people look through you, what you got on. They don't care what you got on for real. They probably forgot by the time you hit the door. But they won't forget the way you treated them. They'll never forget. And that's going to come from the light inside of you, the Holy Spirit inside of you. Right? Real quick. He says, if there be therefore any consolation, right, any consolation in Christ. Everybody say in Christ. If any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill, everybody say fulfill, ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, watch this here, having the same what? Love, being of one accord and what? Ooh-wee. Now watch this here. Let nothing be done through what? Strive for vainglory, right? Because that only happens when you, watch this here, and you walked away from God. The strife and vainglory. That's it. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. He about to shift on you. He said, I'm going to find out where your mind is. I'm going to find out where your heart is. Because you're going to start looking at people differently. The light is going to shine when you start treating people differently. When you quit walking around and think you're holier than thou, right? It doesn't matter what you have on. Don't nobody care. They want to care if your heart is right. Right? And here's what he says. Look not at every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of what? Other. He's shifting the focus. So really, the light of God, the Holy Spirit is giving to you, how you interact, everything is about relationships. Everybody's a relationship. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's all about relationship. It's all about how you treat other people. And I'm going to close on this, right? I'm really going to close, I promise you. In about 3 minutes, I'm going to be done. I promise you, 3 minutes. Look at the clock. It's 12:21. You know when I say 3 minutes, I'll stop in the middle of it, right? Here we go. If you treat your children like crap, instead of calling them by their name, you cuss them out. Check your light. Because either your battery's out or it's dim. If you got a spouse and you treat your spouse like crap, check your light. Check the spirit. God is not operating through you at that point. Something else is operating through you. If you're at work and you're talking about your coworkers and you're saying negative things and you spread stuff about them, and you don't know nothing about them for real other than that few minutes you at work with them, check your light. Check your light. You need to see if your switch is on. You may not have no power. Something has cut your power off, and your light is not shining. You think it's shining bright because you're going around with your Bible, but I said, praise the Lord, won't he do it? God is good. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me, and that none of it is working. You can quote all the scriptures you want. None of it is working because your light is off. Everybody stand to your feet. Dear Heavenly Father, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to be gifted with your Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask you to open up our minds. Let us be conscious of you in our life as we interact during this holiday season. If we don't have, let us not get worried about what we don't have, and let us give what we have, which is we all have is love. Let us love and care for people. Let us not be jealous and envy. Lord, let us not be rude to our spouses and our children and our co-workers. Let us represent you in everything we do. Lord, we love you so much. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for Christ consciousness. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that resides in our mind. Thank you for the superpower. So, Lord, today, we want to have the same mind of Christ, that he's willing to sacrifice his life for the sake of others. Let us see how we can be a blessing in the life of others instead of being a curse by saying things about them and hurting people and doing things because we're, Lord, you didn't give us a mind to hurt. You gave us a mind to love. Let us really represent you like you really our Father. People want to know, who is your daddy? Who is your daddy? You act just like your daddy. Jesus told them, you're just like your father, the devil. That's what he told them Pharisees. You are your father, the devil. I want to know, who is your father? So, Lord, thank you for every single person in this room. Thank you for blessing us with your presence and with your power. And as we leave this place, we're never going to leave your presence. Give us the power, the anointing, and the strength to walk in your glory and let our light shine that the world may know that you are real. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Listen, we're having a Christmas program for the kids. If you're not going to stay, we're going to ask you to exit quietly, right? And you start talking in the lobby, right? But if you're going to stay for the program, just remain seated. They're going to start the program immediately so they don't have to be here long. Amen? Love you. I thank you so much for coming. Amen. God bless you.
Good afternoon. We're about to start our Christmas program. My name is Jasmine Lockhart, and I'm you guys' MC. We'll be starting with the scripture, Devea Fox.
Good morning. Well, afternoon. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I have read Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. May God have a blessing to the reading and the hearing of God's word.
Amen. Now we'll have a prayer by Thomas Washington.
Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful for the birth of your Son, Jesus, who died for our sins, giving us the gift of eternal life. Today, as we recognize his birth, we pray he is edified and someone is reconciled. We know that Jesus is the reason for the season. We are thankful for those that came for our Christmas program. May their hearts be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we'll have our welcome by Shakir Fox and Ava Collins.
Christmas welcome. We welcome everyone here. We're glad you come this year. To you, you, and you. Welcome to our program. Huh? Welcome to our program. I see you're happy too. Thank you much for smiling. I have a big job to do. You can help me with my part. Just keep wishing with your heart that I won't forget to say, you're all welcome here this Christmas day.
And now we'll have a song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Thank you. It's time for our speeches. First, we'll have Trinity Taylor speaking, "Jesus Christ is Born Today."
Jesus Christ is born today. May you share the video of the season, because Jesus is born today. He came to be our Savior and take our sins away. Praise Him with all your heart. Give Him honor too, because Jesus has come and He loves you.
So next we'll have Adriella Matthews. Adriella Matthews, I'm sorry.
Lights of Christmas. On Christmas we see cards, gifts, and wreaths, and lights, and tree. But let's not lose sight of Jesus. He was sent for you and me.
Percy, go back.
Next is Harmony Fox.
No one will ever find a way to take Christ out of Christmas Day. No matter how the glitter shines within the hearts of all their pines. A great desire for love that can only be given by God above. There's a special joy that fills the air at Christmas when we hear our prayer. There's an extra gleam in children's eyes. There's a special star in the angels' skies. There's a wonder that's around Christmas Day. No one will ever take that away.
Next is Talia Kosei, "A Candy Came for Jesus."
Candy cane from Jesus. Look at the candy cane. What do you see? Stripes that are red like the blood he shed for me. Y is for my Savior, who's sinless and pure. J is for Jesus, my Lord for sure. Turn it around, a staff you'll see. Jesus was born for you and me.
Next is Alea Collins, "Merry Christmas."
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Now we'll have Terrence Logan, "King of Glory." Jackson Williams, "A New Year." Matthews, "God Bless Your Christmas." Kair Gamble, "Merry Christmas to you." Kyrie.
Christmas and a great big Happy New Year.
Next, we'll have Keon Smith, Jesus' First Bed. Keon.
Hope you have a great day of Christmas. And never mind.
Next, we'll have Tariq Kosei. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Leo.
Don't forget, Jesus is the leader for the season. Amen.
Naraya and Narayana, many years ago.
Surely Christ was born many years ago, because the Bible tells us so. The holy angel proclaimed his birth, goodwill to men and peace on earth.
Aubrey Logan, worship him. Amaya Gamble, Christmas Bells.
In a manger long ago, on Christmas Eve you see, Jesus Christ was born to sin to set us free. There was wise men three, down on bended knee. And then the shepherds did proclaim the greatest news on earth. Oh, Christmas bells, ring them loud and clear. Tell the story of Jesus for everyone to hear. Oh, Christmas bells, ring them loud and clear. Tell the story of Jesus for everyone to hear.
Jackson Williams, a reading from Jackson Williams, A New Year.
A New Year. It is not the lights of Christmas tree that bring a few moments of joy. It is the birth of the baby Jesus, the little Christmas boy. It is Christ coming into the world, giving light for all who would see. Christ bringing hope to all humankind, then giving his life for you and me. May we honor his coming, rid the world of destruction and fear. May we catch a glimpse of God's glory as we enter another new year.
reading from Tiesa Kosei, What Christmas Means to Me.
You know, every Christmas, we forget the true meaning of Christmas. We call this man named Santa Claus a miracle because he gives out gifts and puts a smile on every kid's face. But no matter what gift Santa Claus gives to you, he's only around one time a whole year. If you ask me about Jesus, I will tell you that his birthday is on Christmas, of course. But if you ask me on a deeper level, I tell you that, unlike Santa Claus, Jesus is around all the time. But what about that man named Santa Claus? Is he really a miracle if he can't heal you when you're broken? Is he really a miracle if he's only around once? Is he really a miracle if he can't stick around for the circumstances? No matter what hardship or what battle, Jesus can make a mess into a miracle. So instead of us teaching our children about a man named Santa Claus, let us rejoice when we hear the name Jesus on Christmas. Let us celebrate and come together. Because unlike Santa Claus, Jesus is the reason for the season.
I must say that was beautiful. Did you write that? That's what's up, girl. Get it. Okay. Now we'll have a song, Joy, God's Great Joy.
Early in the morning, before the break of day, I asked the Lord to make me whole. He holds me, and the Lord keeps me. my hope, all my joy is gone. Late in the midnight hour, I talk to my God and he gives me
that a good song? I like that. Now we'll have the Christmas play called The Christmas Spirit.
Hello. Thank y'all for being so patient. All right, now we're going to have a Christmas play, and it's called Christmas Spirit. The rich family enters after coming from shopping.
Ooh, look at all these presents. I got shoes. I got Play-Doh.
Yeah, I got shoes, too. I have a lot, too. I got a new watch, and I got slime.
It's so cold outside. I can't stand this cold weather. It messes up my fur coat.
I know you're not complaining about your coat. Look at what the snow did to my hair. $120 down the drain.
Both of y'all need to be quiet, man. Look at my BMW. It's mud all over it. They messed up my rims, my tires. Look at this, man.
Well, Dad, you can still buy another car because we are rich.
The poor family enters.
Look at all the gifts our neighbors have.
What are you kids staring at?
We are just staring at the neighbors, wishing that we could be rich just like them, have a nice car, go shopping, and get lots of gifts just like them.
Yay, a new car!
Well, we don't have any of those things. And matter of fact, we don't know where our next meal is coming from. So get out of that window. And you ought to be glad for your life, your strength, your peace of mind, a roof over your head. It may not be a lot, but it's ours. They probably don't even own their home.
Why did y'all go get mama all worked up? You know the same speech every time.
And another thing, you need to take some time and thank God for waking you up this morning.
The middle class family enters.
What in the world are you kids sitting there stargazing for?
We were just thinking about some wise men who once brought gifts to, who once followed the star, brought gifts to Jesus. Maybe we should bring a few gifts to the poor.
This will help our Christmas spirit. Can we ask Mom, Dad?
Sure, go ask your mom, because if I said no, you would go ask her anyway.
Mom, we were thinking. Oh, Lord, I know how it is when you guys think.
We would like to get into the Christmas spirit. To do this, maybe we should give a few gifts to the poor.
What are we but poor?
We are a middle-class family trying to make it, and we have enough to share.
You kids are something else. Do you think we are the little rich family down the street who have everything?
Oh, honey, let them finish. Christmas spirit, that was almost 2,000 years ago. What do you think you're going to do? Follow some star with lots of packages?
Well, not exactly. Jesus said if we help his betters, it's helping him.
Lord, where did we get these children?
Okay, we'll do it. Now that's settled. Let's get ready for church service. Lord knows we need it.
now we'll have a Christmas dance by our liturgical dancers. beautiful dance. That was awesome. Now we'll have a song, O Come All Ye Faithful. They want to stay and do some more. Well, now it's time for some remarks from Miss Bettina Johnson and Pastor Duren.
Ooh, awesome. You guys have done another wonderful job. I am so proud of y'all. Let's give them another hand. They have worked so hard, and I am so tired. I'm going to sleep in tomorrow. Okay. Like I said, our children, they have did a wonderful job. They have worked hard in practicing, trying to learn their little lines for the little plays and the dances. And I really appreciate y'all and thank y'all for participating. And thank you, parents, for bringing your children to practice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because if it wasn't for you, they wouldn't be here. We just have to remember, if our child don't participate, it's because the parents don't bring them. So you have to bring them to whatever we have. Our next thing is Easter, so I'm looking forward to it. Now I'm turning the hands of Pastor Duran.
Thank you so much, Fatima. You did such a marvelous job. I love you so much. She's an amazing, amazing. I'm so glad she came into Ken's life. I'm so glad she did. He needed help. Thank you so much. But thank you all. I appreciate all the parents. I appreciate everybody coming out to support the kids. And it's such an amazing. I'm going to have Zach come out and close in prayer, but I don't know Zach didn't get me like that. So I'm going to have Sister Duran come and do it. Sister Duran, would you come and close out in prayer? Praise the Lord for the First Lady. Everybody get First Lady in. Amen.
And while Sister Duran is coming up, I would really like to thank Lisa and all of our parents who helped get them kids ready and out here. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank you for this awesome Christmas program. We thank you for Sister Fatina being willing to work with the kids like she do. We thank you for the parents bringing their children out so they could be a part of the program. Lord, your word says to train the children up in the way that they should go so they won't depart from your word. And Lord, we thank you for the training that they're receiving in children's ministry. Now, Lord, as we get ready to go to our various places, take us safely to our destinations and bring us back at your appointed time. This we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.